Hey Capricorn, this is a special message for you for the next 6 to 7 months. Sometimes when I am putting together my horoscopes, I get a little stuck with certain signs. And when that happens, I know I have to wait for the messages to come through. Not only do I take a look at your chart, but I also intuit a lot of things. I use my own sort of guidance, intelligence to merge it together with what is happening in astrology. And when that happens, when I get stuck, it is a very purposeful getting stuck because I know that I have to sort of wait for a very important message to come through. Well, when I was looking at the astrology, one of the big things that is happening right now is that Mars is moving into Gemini and staying there for quite some time because it is going to start to move forward, station to retrograde, then move forward again. So we're looking at a time frame of about approximately 6 months of Mars being in Gemini. Now, this message today is for all Capricorns, Sun, Moon, and Rising. But if you are a rising sign in Capricorn, then know that Mars in Gemini has entered your sixth house now. The sixth house I always describe as the obstacle course because it is the house where we have to sort of make decisions from the moment when we get up until we go to bed, and how do we navigate the sets of choices that we're making, the lifestyle that we're living, from the food that we're eating, from the people we're seeing, to the rituals that we have, whether that is skincare, whether that is our daily workouts. There are many things in this obstacle course that we have to navigate. And that is all what the sixth house actually in the day-to-day and what I'm seeing with my clients encompasses. You know, it's what it's about. It's your lifestyle, essentially. But very often this house correlates with the 12th house as well. It doesn't just illuminate any kind of planetary transits. It doesn't just illuminate the sixth house. It works with the opposite house as well, which is something that I have noticed over and over again. It's not just one house. It's both of the houses that are in their opposition, or they work together. And so it works together with the 12th house, and that is spirituality. That is God consciousness. That is the cosmos. That is you, just the meaning of life. You know, you merging with the meaning of your life, or you being in the inquiry of the meaning of your life. Now, in more ancient astrology, there is also a lot of documents that go back and say, you know, this is also a house that has to do with, you know, hospitals, or, you know, places that have to do with sort of the ending stages of life. But it doesn't have to be in the actual literal sense for this particular time frame that we're talking about. For a lot of you, there is sort of an ending of a particular meaning of your life that is unfolding. And so therefore, your day-to-day is going to be changing. Your lifestyle is changing. And so the special message that I have for you comes with a few cards that I've also pulled besides the astrology. And again, this is for all Capricorn, Sun, Moon, and Rising. So come back to this message to sort of help you guide through the next 6 to 7 months. And I hope that these messages are going to give you some clues as to what is happening as this Mars in Gemini transit is unfolding. So this message is going to be good from August 2022 until about February of 2023. I can't believe we're in 2023 already. It's so crazy how time has been sort of speeding up and slowing down at the same time. Now, six cards fell out. We have a lot to talk about. When I pulled from my Cards of Truth deck, there's six cards that fell out, and there's two major areas of life that not only are changing, but they are going to come with new commitments and new agreements and new bonds, so to speak, that are going to be unfolding in such ways that you didn't expect. That's the first thing, sort of the bird's eye point of view I want to share with you. Now, let's dive into lifestyle changes, right? Lifestyle changes are going to be the side effect of what it is that's changing in the two areas that I'm going to mention. The first area I want to mention for you is career. There are some goals or some things in your career or anything to do with purpose, makes you feel purposeful, that you are about to, you're about to take a risk, so to speak, in towards a new direction when it comes to your legacy, when it comes to your purpose and your goals, and career could be a part of it. Now, that's because the Three of Diamonds fell out from my Cards of Truth deck. So the Three of Diamonds traditionally has to do with risk taking. And so for you guys, there's not only a risk, but what I'm also intuiting is that it's actually something welcomed. It's a calculated risk that you are taking at this time. So there's a new opportunity that came up, but you have to sort of apprentice for it, or you have to do some kind of exam, or you have to do some kind of, a testing, so to speak, because whenever we think about apprenticeship, you know, you have to learn underneath somebody else, or there is some kind of study involved to it, a learning curve sort of involved to it, or a short-term program that you have to take on in order to absorb the information, like a course, like a webinar or something like that. So the Three of Diamonds is that kind of a card. Now, what is unfolding right after taking this risk? I think many of you are not doubting this next step, but I think a part of you is just sort of, there is an anticipation to something, and you may not be able to kind of pinpoint it out. And so I want to just tell you that as soon as you come into October, the Four of Hearts signifies the energy for October. What's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of sort of temporary moments, okay? And I say temporary because they're going to happen more than just once in October, where you're going to start to begin to see that your life is changing. And a part of you is really liking what is happening. A part of you is having a lot more freedom and a lot more peace of mind as to these changes that are happening and unfolding. And perhaps in this very moment, your energy feels is changing too, right? Because when you are in a place where you're a lot more happy, a lot more sort of in a place where you realize that this was a missing piece, you know, it was a risk you take, but there's sort of missing piece that's coming in and clicking nicely into your life. What happens is that we tend to change our energy field, and we tend to attract more of those types of things because what we're experiencing attracts new experiences as well as a side effect. And so during this time, I feel many of you are going to meet someone who has a lot of wisdom, who has a lot more wisdom in a certain area of life. And this person is going to change your life. This person is going to entirely change your point of view for years to come, actually. There is a nice sort of emotional connection that is going to come out of it. Now, this type of relationship is going to be different for all of you, right? It could be romantic. It could be sort of a teacher-student type of relationship. It could be any sort of, it could be a friendship, right? So any type of relationship falls under this umbrella. But ultimately, the core of this relationship that is going to surprise you in such a nice way is that you are going to learn so much about your perspective and your outlook on life. And there is a part of you that is just needing this. Like you didn't even know you needed it until it's happening. So one of the things that you are going to be experiencing here is as an end result, and also I say end result, but really as a beginning, is the Ace of Clubs. So this person is very intriguing. What you like about this person is that they are a very deep thinker. They like to think about things. They like to dive deep into things. They like to question things from a more objective sort of point of view. And you're going to love it. You're going to not only like it, but you're going to love it because it is making you grow as a person. And that is what the Mars in Gemini energy is bringing to a lot of you guys at this time, is that there is sort of a breath of fresh air. It's kind of crazy a bit, but it's also so welcomed and it's so new, and it is something that you have been missing. It's like the oxygen. It's like the water that you needed in the desert. You know, this is the type of energy you're taking a look at. Now, if it is something romantic, I want to say that there could be a three sort of people situation that is maybe going to occur out of it. Either the person is in a relationship or you are in a relationship. And so there is going to be a decision-making sort of that is going to come out of it, but not until later in 2023. We can talk more about this as the messages come through. But this relationship is going to be a part of your life. So if it's not romantic, it's going to be still a part of your life. So this person might become a part of your family. This person might become part of the day-to-day of what it is that you're doing. But majority of your settings are going to be in a very relaxed setting, or in a setting that you are, where you're exchanging a lot of thoughts, where it's like chill, you know, that's what I'm seeing for many of you. That is sort of the relationship dynamic there. Now, the other thing I do want to talk about is this particular relationship. One of the things that not only comes out of it is that you're advancing in your career. There's a nice sort of turning point that is going to be happening, but you're also, due to this relationship that comes sort of during this same time, starting in November, you are beginning to see what you need to cut out of your life. And for some of you, this may also have to do within relationship dynamics. There's something you want to cut out. There's something you don't like about a particular relationship that is meaningful in your life. It's not that you maybe want to cut out the relationship, but there is changes that you want to bring to that relationship. And so there is sort of a risk that you are going to be taking, and a part of you is going to feel like, even though you were very attached to certain aspects of that relationship dynamic, again, this could be anybody. This could be a relationship to a mom, a dad, a romantic relationship. It could be anything, right? You are now going to be in this mood to explore what else? What else is possible? Where else can you take it? What else is possible but for you? There's a part of you that may feel that it's time for you to explore other things now. And you just feel emotionally a lot more open and a lot more ready because of the nice changes that are creating this good, solid ground for you and a really good foundation, actually, to make further changes. And that's another thing that you're starting to recognize. And these changes are going to start to occur as well in November. The change of your mind, the change of how you're looking at your life, the change of your perspective leads to you feeling like, you know, you're ready. You're ready for other things. You might also go to more parties. You might be more social during that time as well. Hence, the Three of Hearts. The Three of Hearts is a card that has a lot to do with, you know, changes in the way in which you feel. That's sort of like the bottom sort of message of the bottom line message of the Three of Hearts. And then lastly, I want to talk about then when you come into December, which is going to be leading up to your birthday season, Capricorn season, the Nine of Spades fell out. And so this is going to be a time where you are going to make further lifestyle changes. There are very important changes to your lifestyle that will bring you more happiness. But part of it also means that you must disconnect yourself from a thing, from a person, from a particular routine that you have right now that will no longer work. And you're going to make that decision starting in December, moving into February, even, you know, from December until February. Like, that's going to be the realm of like lifestyle changes. But you are supported in a sense, but you also know that you have to travel this journey on your own, and you're going to maybe potentially upset a few people just because they are not going to understand what you're doing. And a part of you knows that you have to focus on you. You have to focus on this path that you're taking. You have to focus on what it is that you're doing. And there is sort of this codependency situation that you're starting to become aware of that you don't want to have in this kind of a way anymore. So this is your special message for the months of August 2022 until about February 2023. You guys, let me know how the astrology is unfolding in your life right now. I always want to hear from you guys. You have two ways that you can kind of get in touch with sharing what's happening in your life. And one way is you can email me at upriseastrology@gmail.com, or you can hop onto my YouTube channel and you can always follow along with my horoscopes and new episodes that I put out there and leave a comment below the videos. I hope that you are going to use this message to kind of help you guide and navigate what is coming. I love you guys. Have a wonderful next several months. It's going to be a great one and one to remember for the rest of your life. Bye.